Now, people who assault Gardaí could soon face sentences of 12 years in prison. The Interim Justice Minister, Simon Harris, is bringing forward new legislation aimed at increasing sentences for assaults on Gardaí and other emergency service workers. The new laws will also apply to people who ram emergency vehicles. It comes after a spate of assaults on Gardaí in recent months, the most recent which saw a Garda injured in an incident in Ballyfermot surrounding a funeral last week. Minister Harris is due to hold talks with the Garda Representative Association on the issue later today, and with me in the line to talk about this is Tara McManus, Assistant General Secretary of the GRA. Tara, good morning to you.
Good morning, how are you? Good morning, listeners.
Not too bad. Are you happy to hear that this is the direction that Simon Harris is looking to go in?
We are, of course. We've been looking for quite some time to meet with the Minister and to discuss a number of various issues. And as you said yourself, after the week that our members in Ballyfermot dealt with, and indeed instance last January in relation to one of our colleagues having a very serious hand injury, this meeting is very welcome. And we welcome the news this morning that the Minister will be looking at extending the mandatory sentence for those who basically affect an assault on a member of an Garda Síochána. We will, of course, need to see what that legislation looks like before we can comment further. But it is welcome news, and certainly something I would imagine that will be up for discussion when we meet him later today.
Yeah, and you will be talking to him about that. You'll also be raising the issue, Tara, of the numbers of Garda who are leaving the force. You conduct exit interviews with Gardaí. The numbers run about 400 less than we had this time 2 years ago. We're at 14,125 now. Why are the guards who are going, Why are they leaving?
Well, we would say that we currently have both a recruitment and a retention crisis within An Garda Síochána. There are a number of reasons as to why these members are leaving. Some are as basic as pay and pensions, but some of them are a little bit more complex. You know, we're seeing Gardaí, obviously, as you can see from that footage last week, we're seeing that they're being very badly assaulted. They're not being dealt with properly in relation to impact that the work-related stress can have them. Their mental health is suffering. They're over-regulated. They're dealing with various authorities that are now dealing with them, such as GSOC, the policing authority, Garda management themselves. So I think young people are just, they're fed up and they're done, and there are less Gardaí to do more work, and those who are working just can no longer cope with the stress. There were a number of articles printed this weekend and a number of profiles done on Gardaí who have both resigned from the job and some who are still in the job, and some of those accounts are very, very harrowing, very shocking. Some of those members have spoken about post-traumatic stress disorder. They have talked about considering taking their own lives because they can't deal with the stress and the trauma of their jobs. So it's of no surprise that we've lost as many as we have. 109 Gardaí resigned last year, and that is one of the highest numbers that we've ever seen across An Garda Síochána. So that's very, very worrying for us as an association. And it means that the guards that are left working then, as I said, are doing more work and less people to do the actual work that's left.
So what's the answer here? And is it important that you find, or that the government finds an answer? Because if this is allowed to continue, we will have a more acute crisis in a number of years' time.
There are a number of answers. I think recruitment is the number one answer, obviously. The government have promised over 1,000 Gardaí will be recruited in 2023. Now, that would look like maybe five or six intakes of about 200 Gardaí at a time. Now, 136 new Garda trainees entered the Garda College last Monday, and they're very welcome, and we're very delighted to have them. But those Gardaí won't actually be on our streets until just before Christmas. And at a rate of 130 at a time, we're not going to meet that that target of 1,000 Gardaí. So straight away, we can see that the government are not going to be able to actually keep that promise of 1,000 Gardaí. And even if we do have 1,000 this year, if we continue to lose our members through both retirement and through resignation, we are going to have a serious crisis at the end of 2023.
Sure. You said that Gardaí are over-regulated, but isn't it important that there is regulations there to ensure there's oversight if something does go wrong, or if there is allegations of wrongdoing?
Absolutely. And as a representative association, we would always absolutely welcome those regulations. We have no difficulty with them. But the problem we have is that Gardaí are duplicating work. So, for instance, if you receive a call, through the 999 CAD system and a record is created, you then come back to the station, you yourself have to create a second record. So there's maybe three or four records of any particular call, and that Gardaí has to attend particular call. So that's over regulation, and that call is regulated by four separate.
Too much bureaucracy a factor in things.
Absolutely, too much red tape. You know, Gardaí don't have the autonomy to make decisions. And if you think of a guard on the side of the street there that perhaps has pulled in a car and is making a decision whether or not he's going to arrest that driver, whether he's going to summons that driver, what he's going to do, there's like a thousand different thoughts going through that guard's head, and he's trying to decide what the right thing to do is. But at the back of his head, he's also thinking, how is this going to play out for me with regards to all the paperwork that this is going to create down the road? So the autonomy to make decisions, which, you know, should be based on whether you're protecting life or protecting property, that's been taken away from these members because of the over-regulation that's involved in the bureaucracy involved in all these various agencies that we're reporting to.
If there is this image and this impression, and we see the videos going viral online of Gardaí being assaulted, obviously it creates negative impacts on people viewing it as a possible career. Does more need to be done on the marketing of the job of a Gardaí, the benefits of it, the conditions that can work out for people, or alongside the change in legislation that you're hoping to see in terms of punishing people who get involved in this type of activity?
Well, I think for the majority of people who decide that they want to be a guard, they do it, you know, nobody decides to be a guard because they think they're going to be rich. They do it because they have, you know, this intrinsic desire to help people, to be part of the community, to be seen, to work with people, to vulnerable people. And that's why people join the guards. They end up joining then and get very disillusioned very quickly when they realise that what they hoped it would be is not what it is at all. Their well-being is struggling. As I said, we commissioned a study a number of years ago, and that study came back and told us that one in four Gardaí currently have post-traumatic stress disorder or are on the verge of developing full-blown post-traumatic stress disorder. And that study actually described the members of an Gardaí Síochána Síochána as the walking wounded. So if you think one in four of our Gardaí is dealing with that sort of trauma, that's why people are turning away. You know, their friends, their family, their brothers, their sisters, their mothers, their fathers, their partners, who might have considered a career as well, are watching their loved ones suffer under the workload, suffer under the stress. And that's what's turning people off. Again, if I wasn't a guard and I was watching that footage last weekend, I wouldn't be encouraged to join. I certainly wouldn't be encouraging any of my family members to join because I would be afraid for their safety and for their health. So there's a whole range of reasons why people are not joining. Obviously, pay and pensions is an issue that we will be dealing with and we will be looking at into the future. But at the moment, we would say to people, you know, it's still a worthwhile career, but I think the government need to work with the GRA on a number of issues to try and make it a far more beneficial career and, more importantly, to keep our members safe.